Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds.
If you look at my high school yearbook, it said, you know, what I wanted to do, my accomplishment in life would be a social worker. So I guess that's kind of like social work, I guess, if you're working with the disabled.
John Saylor specializes in making guitar pins as a second job. He graduated from Kent State a few decades back and worked as a job placement specialist for developmentally disabled people.
I'd break the job down into parts. I would teach individual those parts one at a time, and then I'd tie all the parts together, and he would learn the whole job, and then I would fade away and back off, and then he would have the job.
Teaching developmentally disabled people to do basic jobs had some lighthearted moments.
There's a disability where one of your arms would be like not usable. He had to tie the trash bag up, take it out to the dumpster. And I could not figure out, I'm trying to get out of this job and back away and let him do the thing. I can't leave because I can't figure out how to get the trash bag tied with one hand. So I went to the manager. I said, I got a problem. So I want to back away from the job. Cliff knows everything except how to tie the trash bag up when he takes it outside. She said, do what I do. I said, what's that? She goes, grab it, take it outside. Who ties the damn thing? She said, I ain't got time. I said, works for me. Cliff, would you substitute the trash? Grab it, take it out, come back, put a new bag in. He goes, okay. I was gone the next day. Faded away.
We talked to John in the shops of guitarpartsandmore.com, where he specializes in crafting pins. His friend and fellow Kent State alumnus David Warther owns it, and they got to talking.
And I got into the pin business because Dave used to hire young teenagers to help work in his shop, but every 3 or 4 years you have to hire a new guy. And he was in the middle of hiring a new guy, and he asked me, do you know anybody? A couple of days, I thought about it. I mean, I said, how about me? He goes, you serious? I said, yes, I'll do it. I'd like to do it. Show me what I got to do.
Guitar pins are what hold the strings in the body of the guitar below the bridge and are sometimes quite decorative. John took us through how he makes them.
Well, we buy a part. You can't see a part. It's just a dowel, just a little piece of bone that's already pre-shaped. Looks like kind of like a miniature bowling pin. And the bowling pin goes into a lathe. And you turn the lathe on, we're going to hear it. And then you just turn that down. That becomes what Dave and I call grenades. It looks like a little German hand grenade. That's the pin end. And the head end is at the top of the hand grenade. And that goes into a different lathe over here. You put it in, turn on the lathe. There's going to be some noise. Crank in the cutting head. It cuts the pin. Bring it back out. Bring the drill bit back out, ready for gluing. It's a very noisy job. And then I glue the heads. It's just a little glue station, a little press. You press in. There's just enough pressure for the whatever you're putting in, the black dot or the abalone pearl, to just squeeze into the top of the cut that you made. So it doesn't, you don't want it loose. You don't want it falling apart or falling out later. Here's the funny thing. You would think the glue that we use, it's very special. It's called Elmer's. Best glue in the world. It's funny though, because when you use jawbone, it's very porous. And you'll squeeze the head in, you know, with that little press, and you'll squeeze down, and glue will pop almost anywhere. Yeah. Whoa! Elmer's comes squirting out of the holes, you know. It's still a solid pin though when it's done.
They make more than just guitar pins.
There's a bridge down there that holds the pins up, the strap buttons. If you got a fancy set of pins holding your guitar strings in, you know, with a real nice abalone pearl inlay, you know, and it's really mammoth ivory, so it's got good mammoth grain to it. You want an end pin or a strap button to match. So we make those too. We make the nuts, the saddles, we shape them depending on the guitar you have. Some people have specialty requirements, and we can take care of those requirements. So the different materials, out of bone, ivory, faux ivory.
The parts John makes are distributed everywhere.
They go all around the world, overseas, Europe, America, you know, continental United States. I don't know who the most, Ricky Skaggs, he's a country guy, the most famous person to ever buy our pins. If you want quality pins, then, you know, I'm sure there are some very famous people that have our pins in their guitars, but I don't know who they are. I just make the pins. Dave distributes the pins.
We've been visiting with Kent State alumnus John Saylor, guitar pin specialist at David Warther's guitarpartsandmore.com, based in Dover, Ohio. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.